Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who's to blame? Is to blame.
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
And welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Yes, indeed. Until it happens to you, you just don't know how important it is. The words of Marvin Gaye right there, save the children. And with me tonight in the midnight hour here on Hot Talk are parents of two beautiful children that we have lost. Rosalyn Brown, mom of Jada Page, Monica Carter, and Santino Carter. Parents of King Carter. Welcome to Hot Talk.
How you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you, sir?
Just maintaining.
Good to have you. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And how are you?
Okay.
Yeah. And welcome. Thanks. How are you?
Just trying to get through each day.
Yeah, you want to get a little closer to the mic. So, you know, it is, I'm sure you hear a lot. Words you just can't express. And no one can really feel, no one but someone who's been through the experience can ever know the pain of losing a child. We say a lot of times that nobody should ever bury their children, but no one who hasn't been through that has any idea of what that's like. Have you all, you're a part of a club that you never wanted to be a part of, but is it helping any that you all have each other for support?
Of course.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. I mean, without her, I would have lost it, honestly.
Yeah.
She helped with mental stability, physical, you know. She did the whole way, and she been there.
Yeah. So now, for most people know the tragic story of the loss of King Carter. But for those who may not know, would you share how you lost your son, King Carter?
I lost some tragic gun violence February 20th. On a Saturday where a kid could walk to the building right next door. We was in the living room. He was playing PlayStation. He paused the game because two of his friends came over. They wanted to go to the candy house. It's a building right next to the building in the same gate. This was a routine walk he did like 2-3 times a day with his friends. They walked outside the door, and like a minute and 30 seconds while he was out the door, I heard like about 25 shots. I ran out the door immediately, knowing they came from the direction where he was walking at toward the candy house. But I couldn't just go see where the shots were coming from because they were still shooting. I didn't want to fall victim to a stray bullet. But had I known my son had got hit, I would have ran out there, but I didn't know. So I'm running around. The shots hadn't stopped. The car pulled off. I see the black Lexus fly out the gate. So I'm running around asking everybody had they seen my son and the path he was walking. They were like, I just seen him. He had the football in his hand. He was throwing the football with other little King. He had a best friend in the building. Both of them there was King who was walking with him. So as I'm asking everybody, looking, they say, nah, I just run to the gas station, just knowing he ain't go to the gas station. So I run to the gas station, ask the dude who owned the gas station, Papa, you seen my son? He like, nah, I ain't seen King because he know him. I run back into the complex and I'm steady asking people, you seen him? And as I'm asking, you seen him? I look to the right and I see him alone in a corner with his eyes open, pool of blood, just like lifeless. lifeless. It drove me crazy. One shot to the chest. One shot to the chest.
And so, after you found him, then the police show up.
Yeah, they showed up like 4 or 5 minutes later. I found him like that. I just fell to my knees asking the Lord, like, nah, don't do this. It was a repeat. My little brother was born on Mother's Day, died on Father's Day. I found my little brother in the same condition I found my son. And I named my son after my little brother, King Javon Carter. My brother's name was Javon Carter. Mm. They died the same exact way. I gave my mama the same exact call. I mean, my mother shall come in pain.
When I say I can't, you can't imagine. But to have, A, to have it happen to your child, but B, to have it happen to your brother as well.
Yes.
Where do you find the strength to be as centered as you are and not retaliatory?
I really believe, I'm a strong believer in what thus said the Lord. And there Stacy say, vengeance is not yours. You know, I could have easily would have reacted. It was nice when my wife went to sleep till those dudes turned themselves in until they were caught. I had to turn myself in to the police station. Mm-hmm. What illegal firearms with me, knowing what they were. I'm just being honest.
Right.
I had to go to the police station to turn myself in just so I could be here today to still be with my wife, my daughters, you know, my stepson. Still got to be here for them.
Yeah.
And all the other kids who fatherless, who fathers in the jail system or are dead, who need a father figure in their life. Like I said, I lost one son, but I gained over 1,000. They make sure they call me and check on me every day.
Mm-hmm. And that brings to mind, I don't know if you all have, I'm telling everybody I know to go see Birth of a Nation because it's real, it's important. And it denotes a time when in the severest, most horrible situations, we stuck together. And, you know, by you saying that you have a support team that looks out for you, they you know, they call you, they check up on you, they're making sure that you know, you're okay through this as much as they can help. But knowing that this happened to you and to your son's death came at the hands of somebody who looks just like him.
Yes.
How do you reckon with that, and has it spurred you to want to be proactive in changing this? And I don't even like black on black crime, because crime is a function of poverty and bad circumstances.
Yes.
And that is a poverty of that's a process of so many other things that I don't, for years we have had no control over. But how has it spurred you to want to change the narrative that we're living right now, that we're our own worst enemy?
It spurred me more because of before February 28th, I've been involved in my community throwing free events, been promoting Stop the Violence. I teach Bible study at my church on Mondays and Wednesdays, Bright Star Missionary Baptist Church, led by Pastor Glenn Miller on 82nd and 22nd. Mm-hmm. My son used to go with me, teach Bible study with me, feed the kids, drop them all back off. We did Boom Fourth events. We did basketball tournaments, flag football tournaments with my son with me, Easter egg hunts, kickball, skating events, just showing them the basic things of manhood and love thy neighbor. So it ain't started with my son. It was before then.
Yeah.
But it just put me on a stronger mission.
Yeah. Has it made you feel, did you ever before this feel unsafe in your neighborhood? And has this made you feel unsafe?
No, this is done to make me feel safe. And I never felt unsafe, because before this happened to my son, I was just telling my girl, I wish we could move into Pocavine Projects. And the reason I say that, because I know what's in my heart and the change I could bring throughout the community. Mm. Love thy neighbor. If you're short on your light bill, you're short on your water bill, you ain't got nothing to eat, I cook the meat, you cook the macaroni.
Right.
I love that love thy neighbor syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sense of a whole community getting together and showing real love. That's,
yeah.
I never wanted to get away from that.
Yeah, back in the day, we used to have, like, if somebody was short, you have a rent party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then everybody would come, and just like you said, somebody would cook. And so much of that, so then let me ask you, then What happened? Where do you think the break came that we stopped living communally like that?
I think I got to blame the males, because, you know, the women going to be there. My mother was a single mother who raised four boys.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, women can't raise boys. You need a father figure, you know?
Yeah.
You need a father figure in that. And it ain't being really no truth. Everybody lying to these kids, and the kids going off, lie, they'll tell them some truth and then do one lie. And then it's like everything you said contradicted yourself.
Right.
So you got to be truthful to these kids and everything you do. No matter what you do, just keep it truthful and don't let a kid throw you under the bus. Because once a kid can throw you under the bus and pinpoint one lie, you're done. They don't want
to
hear nothing.
That you have to, yeah, and we'll never trust you again. So, Roslyn, let me move over to you for a moment. So now tell, for those who don't know Jada's story, will you share with us how you lost your 8-year-old daughter, Jada?
It happened pretty quick. We pulled up to the house. She was playing on my phone. I said, "Get out, go get your dad." She didn't want to get out the car. I was like, "Get out, get your dad." She got out of the car. She went in the house. Everybody came out. She was still on the porch. And a car pulled up. And it sounded like firecrackers to me. So I kind of just ducked because I wasn't sure. And I looked around. And I saw her dad on the floor. And I was like, "Oh, my God, are you okay?" But I looked towards the porch where both of my daughters were standing. And I ran to the porch. And she was slumped over. And all I could do was scream and cry. Somebody help me. Still seems surreal. Like,
yeah. And now there's some clarity for the Carters, because their murderers have been caught. But the person who killed your daughter is still at large.
Unfortunately. And at this point, it's like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, I feel like as her mother, like, I'm supposed to protect her. And that's what I can't be a detective, you know, that kind of thing. So it's like, I was like, how could I help? So I tried to see if I can double the reward money, because I'm like, okay, if it's at $50,000, maybe somebody will talk. But it seems with the GoFundMe, it's not really, you know, reaching where I wanted to reach. And, you know, they saying that they just getting a bunch of tips that just don't make sense and nothing's adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just left in this place of feeling helpless, and I just don't know.
Yeah. If you don't mind, do you all mind taking a call? Demetrius on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yeah, how you doing, Jill?
Good, how are you?
Your panel there. Mr. King Carter, I know him from Blaze and the other young lady who lost her daughter. It gets so sickening to see that, you know, you hate to hear the news and hate to see all of that senseless violence, you know, because I've been trailblazing that violence for a long time from the Uncle Al and the Peace in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this here and real quick that that the violence that's going on in the community is basically coming from structures, bad structure of our households. Because if you look around, it's only happening with us in these tragic moments and these crazy shootings. Other nationalities, they're not going through that. You may hear one here and there, but it's so much of us. Our households have to go under construction because it is evil right now.
You said our households need to be under construction?
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Demetrius.
Yes, the household is so messed up because the evil and the hate is spilling from out the house into the street. Because if you love your neighbor, just like Blaze said.
Right.
You're not shooting at a daycare. You're not shooting through nobody's house. If you got your man, you're going to go get him only. You're not going to hit innocent people. These is guys that they're doing some things just to do it. But guess what happened? Other people did. I said. But I'm going to tell you, I say this here. has got to do with our structure, our household. Mm. Women cannot raise men. You cannot feed these guys false illusions. And when they grow up, they're bitter at the daddy because he's talking about it. Mm. They're bitter at you because you ain't give him the nice shoes he needs. So he becomes a bandit. And that's what you see out here. Because, hey, I've been in the coaching world. I have coached these kids. I see kids, these little kids, the killers. So yeah. I'm in a hood. I understand what it is. But our household have to get back in order. Our household need to have men and women. It must go back to that. If it don't go back to that, it's going to be total chaos.
Mm. Amen.
And child support is the main corporate of these households being broke up.
Amen.
Now, when you say, whoa, why child support should deal with only foster kids that don't have a mother and father. If they got a mother and father, get out those people's business. Stop being a provider who's getting a profit off that chaos.
Hmm.
But when them houses broke up, man, hey, man, the daughter on her own, the son on her own, and they come to be bandits. And you're upset. And you know, our queens, unfortunately, they're taking the HO syndrome. Everybody want to follow somebody on the TV, and they want to be the prostitutes. And they don't know the queens.
Well, they're yeah.
A lot of women that take to that stage. Look at Instagram. Instagram's so dirty, it's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's shaking their butt in the kitchen. Come on, man. Where are queens at?
Yeah. Thank you, Demetrius.
And I'm for the women. I am for the women. I am for strong women because they are our glue and structure to our family. You women are special.
Thank you, Demetrius.
And men need you.
Thank you, Demetrius. Thoughts on structure of the house? You know, I've said it a lot of times that I think that the breakdown in our communities happened around the 80s and crack. Because before that, it was, prior to that in the 60s, was welfare is what drove men out of the household. Because in order to get them chicks, you could not have a man at home. So that Claudine is a very famous movie that kind of illustrated that entire life. So that was the first break. And then crack just destroyed the community. That was the second break. And I don't think we ever came back, you know, as a community. Because we can't even tell no lies. There's more crime. And even if there weren't more patrols, I believe there's, you know, other communities are patrolled. Ours are policed. But where you find poverty, you will find violence. Because if somebody can't feed their children or feed themselves, they're going to get it some kind of way. But the problem is how we find our way back. Because most of the people at the table having the conversations don't live in a hood. And it's very rare that you will find that they will bring people who are living through the situation to the table and honestly respect their opinion and their comments about what is going to change it. So, you know, when you think about it, you have been through the absolute worst thing that can happen in our community. So now, what are your thoughts of how you move forward from this? How do we get justice for Jada? You know, we have, coming in, Darren and I were talking about the fact that this whole no snitching thing is ingrained in our community, because when we were kids, you know, and your parents would tell you, don't be telling everybody business. Stop talking so much. Don't snitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong thing to do. And so when you come of age in that, that's like law.
And that's what I think Demetrius was saying, that we need to restore the house. Like, mm-hmm. Starting with these kids from a younger age, certain things that you embed in their brain, they carry it out through life. Like, snitches, I be hearing when I used to take my king to elementary school, I used to hear the kids say, snitches get stitches.
Right.
That's what they used to say. But I think snitches only plays a part when you really had a part in the role of the crime or whatever happened. But when you really giving up information for justice to be served by the innocent kid, that's not considered snitching. And
right.
If it is considered snitching, I'd be a snitch tonight if I knew something.
Right.
Because I don't care.
But in a lot of cases, that, you know, that's not the case.
Yes, ma'am.
You know. But where has that Do you have any ideas of where that desensitization is coming from in our community, and how,
it's
like, what needs to happen?
It's coming from the quote unquote big homies, the people who, like you say, when the kids feel abandoned, they run to the streets. They run to gangs. They run to their homeboys. They run to their friends, and whatever they telling them, whatever they doing, they just gonna run with it. And I want to chime back on you when you say crack messed up the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like in 1999, my big homies were, you know, they was involved in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do, like I told you, if anybody needed, was low on a bill, anything, they threw functions in the neighborhood. Black America, you know, they call that the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
They threw functions from Easter, Christmas. They made sure the whole community was straight.
Right.
They paid for our Optimist programs. Every time we scored a touchdown, they rewarded us.
Right.
Versus politicians, police and things who didn't do nothing. They ain't care about your license when they get cut
right.
off. You feel me? So them people was really providing provision for the community
mm-hmm.
on the ways they could, because you could go sign up for churches or Wendy's, McDonald's, and them people won't never call you back.
Right.
So in the time being, what can you do? We could get a lawnmower, but who calling us to cut the grass?
Right. 888-550-9105. We have to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow. Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. President Obama called Hot 105's Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown to get the word out on registering to vote.
This is Rick Party. You got Benji there with you.
The interview went viral.
If you were listening to Hot 105 in Florida today, then you heard him. That was President Obama on the air with them earlier.
And Kiki asked the most important question.
I ain't got no car, and so, like, how I get to the polls if I ain't got no car?
Usually your polling place is pretty close to your house. The nice thing about Florida, the weather's always good.
True.
So you can walk
True.
If you have to.
When President Obama needs to get the word out to Miami, he calls Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown from 3 till 7.
So I need everybody who's listening to really focus on supporting Hillary Clinton, and in particular, I need everybody to register and vote. I want the whole Hot 105 family. Make sure you are registered to vote at your current address.
Go to Hot105FM.com or download our free Hot 105 app now to register to vote or listen to the whole interview now.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you have a disability or special medical needs and a disaster strikes your community, you need to have a plan in place to ensure your safety. To help with your planning, the Florida Division of Emergency Management, in coordination with local emergency management officials, has launched a statewide special needs registry. Go to flgetaplan.com today to create a plan and sign up at the Florida Special Needs Registry.
For the last 20 years, I've been a smoker. And no, I'm definitely not proud of that fact. I'm not proud of having to hide it from my kids. I'm not proud of having to stay 15 feet away from the building entrance.
No smoking area.
And I'm not proud of standing outside alone, away from my friends. All of these situations make it harder and harder to smoke, but they don't make it any easier to quit.
Quit your way with Tobacco-Free Florida. We provide you positive support and free tools to help you quit for good, like our free services, Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. We also offer additional tools, such as text messages with practical advice, email support, and starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
Sports have a way of bringing people together like nothing else. Moms know this. And between supporting her own athletes from the sidelines and hosting watch parties, she looks for ways to create lifelong memories. Coca-Cola and Powerade want to make sure mom has all the tools she needs to be the game changer at every game. Visit NotSoFastMom.com to learn how you can make the big play of the game with Coca-Cola, Coke Zero, and Powerade, available at Walmart.
This is attorney Al Barzakai. Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. I want to remind everyone of the three must-dos after an accident. First, get a police report. It'll have a lot of valuable information to help process your claim. Second, take pictures of the accident scene and all vehicles involved. Third, call a lawyer and not a referral service. But not just any lawyer, me, attorney Big Al at 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123. From my main office in Hollywood, I want to help you. Call me now, 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song. 105.1.
Miss Opal Lee is 90 years old and a Fort Worth, Texas resident. And she is walking to D.C. How many children and grandchildren do you have?
Son, I've got acres. I have four children. Uh-huh. And I remember 27 grandchildren.
What did they think about your walk?
Well, they said, let her go.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Nothing more than to wait at Zion's door. I've never been in love like this before.
Welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. Layton in Pompano Beach on line 4. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just here enjoying your program.
Thank you very much.
So, just had a comment, and I'm going to try to make it short. I do have an accent, so make sure you guys are trying to follow along. I do have my Jamaican accent. But anyhow, I think my little two cents to the entire situation is that we have to recognize that what's going on in our community, and when I say community, I'm not just saying locally here in South Florida. Being Jamaican, you see the same thing happening in low-income communities. So it's very systemic. It's very systemic that what's going on. And I recognize the attack is on the family. If you break up the family, then you're going to break up the foundation to anything that could come good off it.
I agree completely.
And when you attack the family, the first thing you attack is the head of the family, which for me, I don't know about the rest of the world, but that's the man. That's the male. That's the dad. And when you attack the dad and pretty much put him in a position where he can provide, then the family falls apart.
Right.
And once you're attacking that foundation, if you continue, so everything that's depicted, whether it's on the TV, whether it's on the radio stations, everything is attacking the family to break that apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we win the game. And then the second thing is that I think our community has to become more financially intelligent and sophisticated as far as how to provide. We have been relying on a system that tells us that the only way to provide is through a 9-to-5. No knock on a 9-to-5, but we have a lot of idle hands, and we need to turn those idle hands into entrepreneurs, even if it's just cutting grass. If you give someone that they have, if you give someone where they know that they have some kind of value
right.
and can provide to a situation, then they can change. So my thing is, let's get back to family and let's get back to being intelligent financially. And if we fix those two things, you know, then we should be on our way to some kind of changes. But again, this is not going to be an easy change. We have to be committed
right.
to the process. And oftentimes we're doing it for the short term. So, you know, I know the program is very short, so I'm not going to take up much more time, but that's
thank you, Layton. That was very thoughtful, and I appreciate your call.
Very
thank
true.
You so much. Desmond in Texas on line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm listening to you guys online, so that's why I caught the show.
Here, awesome.
Thank you. The only point I can make today, and I think that's very significant to me, would be the fact that here we're talking about this problem at midnight. On the East Coast, it's midnight. Where I'm at,
it's midnight here.
11 o'clock. Yeah. So where I'm at, it's 11:30 at night.
Right.
So this is a discussion that needs to happen every morning.
But amen.
This conversation is happening at midnight.
Right.
You see the significance here that the point I'm trying to make is there's a financial attachment to the situation that we're in.
Yes, it is.
It goes back to a dollar and cents. Advertisers wouldn't pay for you to have this discussion prime time, like morning breakfast shows. We're having it tonight.
Right.
So at the end of the day, we need to have check and balances with ourselves. So if I work for, like, in your situation, you can only do what you can do.
Right.
One person. But we all collectively need to recognize that the problems we have, there cannot be a solution until we monetize that solution.
Mm.
And monetizing that solution, I don't have the answers.
Right.
We recognize the reason why we're having this discussion tonight, like the other guy saying, I'm Liberian, I'm from Africa. The reason why we're having this discussion tonight is because nobody wants to hear about it. We're a problem that nobody sees. It's to the other side.
Right.
Right?
And you're right. I mean, your entire, you know, conversation is correct that this conversation happened. You know, let's just say, though, praise God, we can have this conversation, even though it is at 1 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, and I'm a firm believer that if you build it, they will come. But no, you know, the great majority of this conversation, no, I could not have a morning drive. They're just, you know, it's in 3-minute blocks. You just, you know. It's just the way it's set up that it can happen, but it is a blessing to be able to have it at all, because it's not so much of the conversation that we're having is not being had anywhere else. And that's one of the key things, that we're not talking to each other, you know, on the level that we have to make some kind of change. Do you know what I'm saying? You're all the way in Texas, and you can relate to what's happening to us here, you know, in Miami, in Liberty City. You know, because it's the same situation that is happening all over the country when it comes to black and brown people.
Clearly. That's a factual statement. It's not isolated to one part of the country. Chicago gets its higher murder rate in Chicago today. But that Chicago is every city in America. San Antonio is Dallas. Chicago is everywhere.
And you know what?
It's a different level, but it's everywhere.
And it's such a misnomer about Chicago, because Chicago's always been like that. Chicago's always been ganglands. Al Capone came out of Chicago. Okay, so it is just part of the DNA, the blood that runs through the streets in Chicago. I'm from Detroit. And, you know, all of our family's from Chicago. So it's always been, you've always been inside the town you can't go on. In Chicago. So this is not new, but it is somehow, and even in Miami and all of our communities, I just believe that somehow it is connected to the economy and the prison industrial complex and all of that. There is too much money being made off of our misery and the dysfunction that has been created from, you know, just too many years to even mention. Of being in this position of begging at the door. And, you know, I offer you too, Desmond, because I know you're going to like it, to go see Birth of a Nation. Because, you know, these the great moments in history where we made great changes as African American or black and brown people happened because we stood up, we straightened our backs, and we said no more. Period. And that's where we are. Time is testing us right now. At what point do we say no more? Was it King? We thought it was King Carter. We thought it was Jada. Who is it? What is it that's going to be like, okay, that's enough. We just cannot, we can't do this no more, and it must stop. And only we're going to do it. We already know they don't care to the degree that we do.
The point I was trying to make, this one, I just had this revelation literally today. I'm just saying, and I don't know, you guys need to look into it a little bit, but so now I've been hearing, like, everything that somebody white says, like with all the situations happening in the country, right, they've been attacked with the word racist.
Right.
So, and don't get me wrong, they're saying some very, very foul stuff.
Right.
Borderline racist, right? But I think everything that, I think the word racist is being used so much to a point that it's not going to have no relevance. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's become commonplace in the marketplace. That, and I think, like, I could be wrong, 100% wrong, but I think, like, they're attaching it to things that are not racist. Yeah, maybe like, some things are wrong, but I think to the point now, and it's from people from my community saying, like today Sarah Palin said something that's very disgusting. In my opinion, nobody should use that, but now she's attacking some racist. Now, if somebody says something that's not positive, then it comes out that person's a racist. I think we're using the word racist so, like, it's so saturated, it's going to be saturated to the point that nobody's going to be nobody's going to care that it's being called a racist when it's actually being racist or not being racist. So that word's going to lose its relevance.
They don't care, period. They don't care. Third I mean, I really think that some people are like, when you call them racist, they're like, "Ooh, good, it worked." I mean, yeah. It's not, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not like calling us the N-word. Like, I can't even say it no more. It's not like calling me the N-word. You know what I'm saying? You are trying to defame me with that. Racism doesn't really, racism says what we're doing to be superior is working. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. So if it is, because now you're right, it is overused, you know, to the point that, okay, well, if the statements that Donald Trump made are not racist, then what is? Do you know what I'm saying? That is the only reply now for that, is how then do you, if that's not racist, then how do you define racism?
And if somebody's race, exactly that, those statements are racist to the point where, and it thinks not just the statement, the actions he's taking, not the...
Right.
The white supremacist attachment, right? Those things are, like, they're becoming a norm.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The worst thing you can call somebody now for somebody to think is you're saying something that says Islamic terrorist. That's the worst word now. Racist borderline.
Right, terrorism. Yeah.
Like, racist is borderline to the point where it's like, okay, racist is sort of cool. The worst thing you can say now, oh, yes, it's Islamic terrorist.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a whole nother show. Desmond, thank you so much for your call. Okay, thank you so much for your call. Johnny on line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Johnny?
Hey, it's Tommy, actually.
Tommy.
Yeah,
hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Shout out to the brothers before me, though, but, you know, I was called to just drop in and say this, though. You know, my whole thing, what I seek and what I'm aware of is the fact that, you know, this has been going on for so many years, you know, before I was even born, you know, I'm 27. And, you know, it's from the killing to the drugs to all of it, you know. We've been in a pattern, and it's an ongoing cycle that we continue to fall into. And I feel that all comes from the fact that, you know, we as a race, we're not being educated about our true roots and origins of ourselves. You know what I mean?
Okay, because I'm telling you again, Birth of a Nation. October 7th,
exactly. And that plays a big part.
Yeah.
You know, and if we acquire the knowledge of self, like Marcus Garvey said, you know,
right.
A race that's, you know, been uprooted from, you know, their true nationality, I mean, not their nationality, but, you know, from their true origin, and, you know, they don't, individual don't understand their true self, you know, they will eventually fall for anything, which we are doing, and we've been
right.
doing, you know, and we're going to continue to do if we don't educate ourselves, because the public school system, they're misleading us and they're not really telling us the truth of ourselves. And in order for an individual to really, you know, acquire that knowledge of self, they have to go to the HBCUs. And I feel I feel it's time for the HBCUs actually to step in and, you know, play a part in this as well, everything that's going on, you know, because in order to get to the HBCUs, you have to go through the whole public system, you know.
Right.
In order to get there, you know. And I feel they need to play a part and try to, you know, put those type of lessons into the public school system. You know, we need to step up as a whole.
Well, again.
In the community and put some sort of organization together. And, you know, everyone like a think tank or something like that. And everyone comes together pretty much and just, you know, acquire the knowledge of our stuff, our true origins. You know,
well, listen.
You know, the history that's written for us inside the school system is thought from slavery pretty much. And that's not what we are. You know, we're greater than that. And they don't, and even then, they don't even speak about individuals that's really set.
But wait a minute, let me just stop you right there. Okay, we are, when you say we're greater than that, we are, not quite. I mean, I think that, you know, we are so great because we made it through that.
Yes, we
do. You know what I'm saying? It can't, what happened to get us here, that is the problem. It can't be negated. What had to happen to get us to this point. And I think that if we, you know, I will tell you, you know, to start with the things that are on your heart and your mind, start it, will come. Start it, make it happen. Do it where you are and we will come and it'll be, you know what I'm saying? But in terms of like what got us here, we have been taught to think negatively about it. But I'm telling you, once you see Birth of a Nation, it will straighten your back about what people did so that we could be here, and it will put the onus on you to make your life worth something as well. Thank you. I got to keep it moving because my panel can't even talk. Sandra in Hollywood. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, I was calling. I wanted to make a comment, and I'm glad King McCarter's father had came by and said that we have to start from, you know, the father's been in the home, because you got a guy on your station that come on the radio named Rick Party, and I called him about some other situation, and I was telling him about, you know, where it starts, you know, with the father's in the home. Well, unfortunately, Miss, you have to realize that it's a sad reality that there's not no black men that's in the home and whatever, and what you're saying, he was telling me, is a pipe dream. All the black fathers are not going to be in the home, and it's just the way the society is. And I told him, God created a woman to bring the children in the world, but a black woman are tired of raising and being a mother and a father. Because I'm a product of that. I have four kids, but I had three I had to raise on my own. But I had to be a mother and a father to my two sons. And by the grace of God, I have two, you know, good sons and everything, and never been in trouble with the law. But you know, I had to give up my life to raise them and be a mother and a father. And everything like that. So, you know, my hat, you know, go off to him. And the other gentleman just called. See, ever since they've been bringing, you know, these FCAT tests, I'm 52 years old. So when I went to school, we had black history. We had world history. And that same White House that President Obama in, tell them there's a slave called Benjamin Banneker. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know it. But he drew the blueprints to the White House, yeah. You know, on Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House. Mm-hmm. And he had a photostatic mind. He lost the blueprints and he created it from his own mind. We have been brilliant. This whole country has been built by black slaves.
Right.
And we don't have to try.
Right.
We just have to get it back.
So right. And I mean, we have
the foundation. We have did it. The railroad tracks, the telephone cords.
Yeah.
Everything is making money. And he can get a book. It's called Black Label, White Wealth. It tells you about all the things in history that have been built. You know, the slaves that have a patent.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these white people from pass on down are making money off of our inventions, but a slave couldn't have a patent, so they gave them so much money for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we
have been brilliant. We don't have to try to be brilliant.
Right.
We have been there.
Let's keep continuing being brilliant.
We have to get it back.
Amen.
We have to get it back.
Thank you so much.
Our black men have the support, and our black men have to realize, well, you don't want the mother anymore, that's fine, but you can never walk out your children like you're a father. Even King Daddy sitting there right now, he's still going to be compelled to go to the grave and put flowers on his grave. You never stop being a parent, but the black men have to come back to the black woman. If you don't want no more, but
Look after your kids. Don't abandon your children. That's how we're going to get better when we start, you know, the man come back and say, this is my child, no matter what's going on with Buddy over here, this is my kid. I'm going to take care of my kid.
Right.
Take care of your own. And then God, and put God first, take care of your own. That's the way it has to be.
Thank you, Sandra. I appreciate that. You know, and it's interesting that she would say that because both of, you know, I have two couples here, mm-hmm. you know. You are, so when you hear that, you know, how do you interpret that when you with your boys?
I mean, all my friends, if I knew all my friends from elementary school, and we're strong fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about from Chile, the ones who got sons, the ones who got daughters. We there, we in the paint. And my fathers and their fathers wasn't in there. So we said it to ourselves that we were going to break the chain.
Right.
We ain't running out. And one thing that they know, if you ain't going to deal with the girl, you're not obligated to her, but you are obligated to that child.
Child. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, and the same with you all. You all are, you know, are you married?
No.
But you're a couple. And so, but the reigning logic is that we're all, you know, all black women have single family homes. And I have to say that, you know, most people I know are either married or coupled and taking care of their children. I think that's just another myth, you know, now.
They need to look at statistics. They say it's more blacks in jail, but it's more black females graduating to college all around
exactly.
the world.
And more black women starting businesses. And I mean,
exactly.
you know, the numbers
they don't
are,
tell you the real numbers.
No, but then, you know, we let, Brother Patrick Muhammad was on the show once, and well, often, and he said, you know, no other race of people let their oppressors teach their children.
Mm.
And it's true, so it's, you know, do I have another call? Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Right, it's like, that one sit there. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Sister Jill?
Brother Albert?
Hey, so let me say this, Brother King Carter, Brother Carter?
Yes, sir.
May Allah bless you and that Sister Brown. Brother, I've never seen no man take the position of leadership like you have with what you went through, and you continue to help others with things happen to them. May God continue to bless you to be strong. You're one of the best 10,000 men Mr. Falcon says needed in this community, and you prove it with your actions, okay?
Appreciate
and
that.
I love and respect you. I'll always do that. I admire your leadership. You know, I went to the hospital one time. That little brother was shot in the project not too long ago
uh-huh.
on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the hospital to visit him, and I had a talk. I had one Saturday, and I met his mother and father and everybody. I met his mother and father, and I gave him something. And brother, I want you to find that brother, because you can really educate the people the way they need to be.
I want to find him. That's a mission from God that I'm not giving up on. I want to find him.
I know, brother. You got that leadership, and I admire you for that. I love you.
And
love you too. Your wife has been with you. I noticed when something happens, you all appear on TV, and you give some good pointers. You give support to those people. And, brother, that is the kind of leadership we need.
Yeah.
All y'all, pray for that brother. Pray for Brother Carter and his wife and his family. And that Sister Brown, her name is?
Yes.
Jada's mama?
Yes.
Sister, you got my prayers. We're going to have to stop that. You know, Sister Jill?
Yes. Brother Albert.
What they did, when they kill off all our people, that's when, you know, I was telling you that they kill off all our people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, mother, father, counselor, everybody that exists that can tell us, that can say peace or speak the language. And what he said, now we have closed the avenue of light that can enter the slave mind. So they want to kill us off, and this is a continuation of that.
Yeah.
Everything that we're supposed to have, they've taken away from us. And the messenger said we got to totally separate from these people because they are for our destruction. They've never been for what has happened to us. And
yes.
that was the beginning of it. He said, now we have closed the avenues of light that can enter the slave mind. They don't never want us to have nothing.
Yeah.
Everything to destroy us, they give it to us. Everything that help us, they take away from
okay.
us.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with separating and being yourself that black ant.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know what, Brother Albert, you know, every time we talk about the red ants and the black ants.
I'm sorry.
But I'm serious. It, you know, it just resonates even more. And I want to talk to you after you've seen Birth of a Nation, because that's going to be a good conversation, Brother Albert.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for coming.
Y'all keep it up. And we got to be ourselves. Ever since we've been on other people's governance and leadership,
right,
and waiting on them to approve of every step we take, we're not going to make it because they've been destroying us.
Yes.
And I want Brother King.
Yes.
I'm going to call you Brother King. When you go to your church, I want you to look at Jeremiah 11 and 19. It talk about how they can destroy the fruit, the tree and the fruit, and our name will never be heard no more. And in all 50 states, 19,000 cities, this is what is happening to us.
Yeah.
We've been destroyed.
Yeah.
Everything destructive is being given to us, and we're going to have to stand up and say something about it like you're doing, brother. I've watched you. I've listened to you. And may Allah continue to bless you. Let's support that, brother.
Thank
what
you.
Church you go to again? What
Bright Star. Bright Star Missionary Baptist Church, 82nd Street, 22nd Avenue, Reverend Glenn Miller.
82nd and 22nd?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to come there and meet you, brother. We're going to have to unite and do what we got to do for us.
Yes, sir.
Because nobody else is going to do. We're being destroyed.
Amen.
I'm with me and in fellowship.
Yes,
and
you keep your leadership. You, I'm praying for you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
And
all right, brother.
Brother,
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, another one. That's it. It goes by too fast. But Rosalind, I want you to know that, you know, you have our support. You have the community's support. I hope you feel it. I hope you all know it, that, you know, that we're here for you and whatever you need.
Thank you.
You know.
I just need to find out who did this.
You know, you always, listen, you always have a microphone here. And, if there was a, you know, if there was a way that we could do that, we would make it happen. But, you know. You always have the time and space here, King Carter. Monica, I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank
Monica
you.
Said, she's over there. She didn't say anything, but she's over there.
I'm always quiet.
I want to thank you, and I hope to have you back.
No problem, so, anytime.
Yeah,
you
I would.
You need to bring awareness on it anytime.
Yeah, and you know, we're approaching October. And I'm doing panels on politics, so I would love for you to come.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to come
on
that.
Awesome. All right, I want to thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next week. Trina is in the building next week. Where is the love in the music industry and what she's doing in her space to make change? We'll talk to Trina and Betty Wright and a few others next Sunday night. Gotta go, love you, mean it, I am. Chill, Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Home to the west, as it spins around. Just don't let the spin get you down. Things are
Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
You've got a business plan, weekend plans, and now you've gone from cell phone plans to data plans. But do you have a car accident plan? Car accidents happen. What you plan to do next can make all the difference. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN knows about car accidents. It's what they do. Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from home, hospital, or the accident scene. Call 1-800-411-PAIN and let them put you in touch with a qualified attorney who can explain to you how much money you may be entitled to depending on the facts of your accident. Plan now. Program 1-800-411-PAIN into your phone under accident. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Miami and Fort Lauderdale area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Miami and Fort Lauderdale are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-234-4042. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-234-4042. That's 1-800-234-4042.
A dead carnival has now risen from its grave. House of Horror Haunted Carnival. The horror has expanded. Crazies ready to torment you at 1455 Asylum. Cross the gates of phobia for a 3D anxiety experience. House of Horror Haunted Carnival. With Hell's a Poppin'. An absolute freak show you can't erase from your mind. Plus rides, food, and games. House of Horror Haunted Carnival. Opens this Thursday, September 29th at Miami International. Get your tickets at houseofhorrorpark.com.
Hi, this is Charlie Wilson. You're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Sports have a way of bringing people together like nothing else. Moms know this. And between supporting her own athletes from the sidelines and hosting watch parties, she looks for ways to create lifelong memories. Coca-Cola and Powerade want to make sure mom has all the tools she needs to be the game changer at every game. Visit NotSoFastMom.com to learn how you can make the big play of the game with Coca-Cola, Coke Zero, and Powerade, available at Walmart.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it. But none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
At Tobacco Free Florida, we're here to help you quit your way with free services like Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you have a disability or special medical needs and a disaster strikes your community, you need to have a plan in place to ensure your safety. To help with your planning, the Florida Division of Emergency Management, in coordination with local emergency management officials, has launched a statewide special needs registry. Go to flgetaplan.com today to create a plan and sign up at the Florida Special Needs Registry.
Mark Young, all the men.
One more. And you can give your heart and soul, I swear.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.